understand about 2 minutes before the sun comes up, you get a fine white haze radiating out from behind the limb. How far out does it extend?
It goes up quite a ways. It takes a fan shape. Unlike sunrise on Earth where the atmosphere affects it, this just sort of is complete haze all over the local area. It's concentrated at the exact spot where the sun comes up and diminishes as it goes away from the sunspot. Very interesting.
Did you hang it? You can go back to block at your computer.
Okay, Mike, we're ready for the map update and then the
TEI. Okay, well, you got your, before you get your map book out, the Houston Comtechs have got a little word for an old ex-Capcom. They say they consider you have gone remote, over.
Not permanently, I hope.
Okay, your map update for Rev 6/7 LOS 805724 Sunrise 810657 Prime Meridian 811302. Are you with me?
You cut out after the Prime Meridian. I got it, but not AOS.
AOS 814305 Sunset 821954 Remarks IP 1 TCA for B 1 820739 and now I've got four more times for you, which are acquisition times for when various things come over the horizon. Over.
Roger, go ahead.
Okay, control point one, acquisition time, 810905. Control point two, acquisition time, 812148. Control point three, acquisition time, 814317. B1, acquisition time, 820354. And I say again, all those act times are when they first come over the horizon, or.
Roger, copy Houston, and in about 2 seconds, I'll be ready for the TEI.
All right.
I'm ready.
TEI 7 SPS/GNN. Stand by, Wendell.
Just a matter of general interest, Houston. Everybody is feeling good. CDR is taking a snooze.
All right, glad to hear it. We're just talking about a water dump down here. We've got one coming up, and it looks like on this rev, prior to the time around LOS or just prior to LOS, would be a convenient time to do it. Do you concur?
Okay, we will. Now to 25% again.
That's affirmative, and we'd also be interested in any comments that, about what these various dumps have done to your optics, if anything, and how long the effects last after a dump.
Don't seem to have done anything to the optics, but they've definitely got some of the windows. There are a few little chunks of ice on window number one, which is nearest the vent, and also on window number five a little bit. Windows two and four remain amazingly clear.
Roger, thank you, Bill, and I'm ready to resume the pad when you are.
Okay, press on with the wait.
All right, wait. 4-5-7-0-1. Minus 0-4-0. Plus 1-5-7-0-8-3-1-8-2-0-8-0. Plus 3-2-3-4-6. Minus 0-1-1-6-8. Plus 0-5-7-3-0. Are you with me so far, over? Houston, over.
Go ahead, Mike.
Roger, I got down through Delta V, X, Y, and Z. Did you copy those, over?
No, I didn't read a word. I'm still waiting for the wait.
Roger, let's go back to the wait. 4-5-7-0-1 minus 0-4-0. Plus 1-5-7. Are you with me, over?
Sounds good.
Okay, GETI. 0-8-3-1-8-2-0-8-0. Plus 3-2-3-4-6. Minus 0-1-1-6-8. Plus 4, correction, plus 0-5-7-3-0. Are you with me, over?
Roger.
Thank you. 1-7-9-er. 0-0-9-er. 0-0-1, not applicable, plus 0-0-1-8-7, 3-2-8-7-0, 3-0-7, 3-2-6-7-6, 4-2-0-8-8-0-2-5-3-0-3-3, down 1-2-1, left 2-7, plus 0-7-9-0, minus 1-6-5-0-0, 1-2-9-7-3-3-6-2-3-8, 1-4-6-4-4-1-4. Same north set, Sirius and Rigel, roll 1-2-9-er, pitch 155, yaw 010, four quads for 15 seconds, horizon on the 2-degree mark at T ignition. Over.
Roger, DEI 7, SBS GNN, 45701, minus 040, plus 157-083-18-2080, plus 32346, minus 01168, plus 05730, 179er, 9, correction, 009er, 001, NA. Are you with me?
I'm with you, Bill.
Plus 00187, 32870, 307, 32676, 32, correction, 420880, 253033, down 121, left 27, plus 0790, minus 16500, 129973, 36238, 1464414, same north set. Sirius Rigel, 129er, 155010, 4 jet, 15 seconds, 2 degrees in the horizon and dig.
That's all correct.
Apollo Control, Houston here, 80 hours, 36 minutes into the flight, and I think we're going to have a little pause here. Perhaps for another 10 to 15 minutes before we come up on a final conversation and the spacecraft goes over the hill on this sixth rev around the moon. Present orbits, apogee 62.3, perigee 59.8. Velocity 5,338 feet per second. At 80 hours, 36 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston. This is Apollo Control, Houston, at 80 hours, 57 minutes. We've just lost signal with the spacecraft. We have several minutes of conversation to play out for you, but before we get to that, I want to mention one or two things. I don't think we've made mention of the fact today that we have finally, after six revolutions, gotten used to watching the spacecraft go from the right side of our front wall map to the left, just as it is proceeding around the moon in a retrograde orbit. This, after all these years of watching spacecraft move from the left side of the wall map to the right, is quite a transformation in just one brief day. Another point regarding the windows, obviously that this has to be the worst system we've turned up with in this flight, and we've been talking to several experts about it here. This particular condition that we're seeing, the fogging on the hatch window, and on to a considerable degree, and on windows 1 and 5, is similar to a condition that existed on spacecraft 101, commonly known as Apollo 7. The situation has, within very recent days, been, if not duplicated, very closely approximated in tests within the spacecraft industrial government complex. The tests have shown that the material used in the window caulking, if you will, the substance around the window that provides the trough in which the three-pane windows ride, it has been demonstrated that some outgassing occurs with the particular treated the particular kind of rubbery material being used in these window joints. That is, the window joints in 1, 3, and 5. In the rendezvous windows, windows 2 and 4, a different material treated under different conditions is being used, and apparently it's quite successful. Some changes will be made on the next spacecraft. And that represents about all the information we have in that particular area. One other announcement, we presently plan no press conference this afternoon. I repeat, no press conference at our change of shift because we really see no new information to offer. You've heard the bulk of the conversation today, and I think it's all been very straightforward. And in view of the extraordinarily long hours that many of us have been in the control center, we would like to bypass the afternoon press conference, which would have occurred about 6 o'clock, and continue to observe the activities through the evening hours, and top off the evening with a trans-earth injection sometime around midnight Houston time. So I say again, we presently plan no press conference at the change of this shift, which will occur about 6 p.m. tonight. We'll continue right ahead with as full of coverage as we can provide you and take care of any questions you might want to relay to our news center. Here now is the tape that finished up the sixth rev.
Apollo 8, Houston, over.
Houston.
Roger, you got your DSE back and you are go for the next lunar orbit, over.
Roger, how far do you want us to dump that water?
25%, please, Bill.
Roger, 25%.
We have not yet acquired, nor have we put in a call. But since it's about that time, I thought we'd better come up and let everybody know we're here. We have acquisition now, and we're getting telemetry data. Colin's going to wait a few minutes before he initiates a conversation. Here we go with a call. Let's bring it up. This is Apollo Control. Let's see, our cabin temperature, cabin pressure is 4.9. Cabin temperature 77 degrees. And we apparently have the biomed switch on none of the pilots at this point. We're getting no data there. Here it goes. Call.
Go ahead, Houston.
Roger, we have a request that Jim space his marks, his five marks out a bit more slowly. If possible, we'd like to get a couple of them past the zenith. We're getting the five of them with rather rapid spacing, from a geometry viewpoint, it would be better if he slowed them down a little bit and lengthened them out so as to include a couple past the zenith. Over. Jim, could you say again, please?
Roger, I'm coming up on control point 3. I try to take another control point in between 2 and 3, but didn't do it, so I just got out of the program. I just marked and got out of the program.
All right, I understand you're coming up on 3. Thank you.
And this is Apollo Control, Houston. It sounds like another long, quiet, very much of a working pass. Let's see, 81 hours, 51 minutes. The with Frank Borman up, as you heard, he'll be very busy flying the spacecraft. Lovell continues doing... Program 22 auto-optic exercises. Got just a solid block, one after another to do, through this entire rev. Bill Anders is sandwiching, literally sandwiching in an eat period here between additional landmarks, more photography. Here's more conversation.
Of approximately 33.0 seconds between each mark. The last ones we're copying roughly 15 seconds between marks, and we'd like to stretch it out even further if that's okay with you.
Ground elapsed time, 82 hours to 83 hours, 10 minutes, an hour and 10 minutes. Bill Anders will get a rest, a well-deserved one, to follow his lunch. At 81 hours, 53 minutes, this is Apollo Control Houston. We'll be back up with more action when it occurs.